The Aspen Valley Land Trust recently purchased 25 acres at the base of the Red Hill Recreation Area. The organization is partnering with the town of Carbondale to improve safety for hikers and bikers, if they can raise the funds. Red Hill is popular, to say the least, especially in a dry winter when people are still hiking and biking instead of skiing.
This place has been packed. You'll see trail users spread out across the entire road on both sides, dogs and kids and bikes and everything in between, and it's really become a problem.
Suzanne Stevens is executive director of AVLT, the Aspen Valley Land Trust. She's standing near the parking area for Red Hill, where hikers leave their cars and then walk about a half a mile up a county road to the trailhead. The 25 acres between Highway 82 and the current trailhead was privately owned and zoned for commercial development. That's the land that AVLT purchased in December. Jay Harrington is Carbondale's town manager.
We consider Red Hill as our front door to Carbondale.
Much of the stretch of Highway 82 between Carbondale and Glenwood Springs has a light industrial feel, and Harrington was concerned that would spread to this intersection. He says the town heard from mini storage and construction staging companies who were interested in buying the land.
We see it as a major recreation area for our residents and with the entire valley.
And because of that, Harrington and others argue that there's a long-term benefit, not just to prevent development, but also to make the area safer. Right now, hikers and bikers park at what was originally intended as a park-and-ride lot, which Steven says is a mess that will have to be worked out with CDOT in the future.
On a busy day, there's absolutely no place to park, and cars are scattered everywhere.
And then those looking for some time in nature have to contend with cars on a county road for about a half a mile before connecting to the trail system. Ken Riley is a blacksmith in Carbondale. He lives up the county road near Red Hill, and he drives that road just about every day to work or taking his kids to school and activities.
I see crazy things. I see people spread out across the road, and of course, dogs that are darting here and there. And there's two blind corners going through that very short section.
The speed limit is 20 miles per hour, but Riley says it's best to slow way below that, to practically crawl through the area.
It's much better to wave and smile at everybody than try to, you know, buzz through them.
AVLT and the town of Carbondale hope to eliminate the issue altogether. The plan is to build a single-track trail that gets hikers and bikers off the road to the trailhead. But Stevens explains that part is not a done deal.
What we're still working on now is to really turn it into a community asset and be able to put in those trails. And that won't happen unless we can still raise some more funds by January 15th.
Stevens says the entire project will cost $1.35 million. That includes buying the land, building new trails, and establishing an endowment for the town of Carbondale to be able to manage and maintain the trails in years to come. They're over two-thirds of the way to the goal, with help from local governments, a real estate transfer fee from River Valley Ranch, and individual donors. Like Carbondale trustee Ben Baumfock, who donated his $900 trustee stipend to the cause. It's close to his heart, a place where he finds time for reflection.
I go up there quite a bit. I actually just really love the perspective that it gives you on Carbondale and in the valley and Mount Sopris and all that. When you get up there, I end up kind of looking down and, you know, you can really just see everything from up there. I really love that.
The rally cry for the project is Save Red Hill, which might not be totally accurate. The actual trail system at Red Hill is not threatened.
Yeah, the core part of Red Hill is safe, but it's not safe for people to be walking up that road all the time. And it's a disaster of a parking situation at the bottom of the hill, and it truly could become something like mini storage if it was in private development. So I think it's a really important thing to preserve for future generations, so that it's not just preserved, but that it's actually improved.
It's a true question of access to public lands, he says. Red Hill is a piece of property that everyone in Carbondale uses, but the town doesn't have the funds to buy. AVLT's deadline is January 15th. That will keep them on track to have the new trails open in the fall. Elizabeth Stewart-Severy, Aspen Public Radio Environment Desk.